Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Hey, everybody. Dunn Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. Ever feel like you're running on fumes? Like a hamster on a wheel, just spinning and spinning with no real destination in sight. Well, let me tell you, that feeling is more common than you think. We live in a world that constantly demands our attention, our energy, our time. It's easy to get caught up in the whirlwind and forget about ourselves, right? But here's the thing. Self-care isn't just a fancy spa day or a bubble bath, though those are awesome. It's about intentionally investing in your mental well-being, making sure you have the fuel and energy to show up as your best self. Think of it like this. You wouldn't put cheap gas in a high-performance car and expect it to run smoothly, right? So why do we treat our minds with anything less than the best? Today, we're diving deep into the importance of self-care for mental well-being. Because trust me, when your mind is sharp, your perspective is clear, and you've got that inner peace thing going on, life just feels, well, a whole lot better. Here are 5 key takeaways to keep in mind as we go. First up, understand that self-care isn't selfish. It's actually the opposite. When you prioritize your well-being, you have more energy and resilience to show up for the people you love, tackle those challenges head-on, and make a positive impact in the world around you. Think of it as filling your own cup so you can pour into others. Number 2. Self-care is personal. There's no one-size-fits-all approach here. What works for me might not work for you, and that's perfectly okay. The key is to experiment, find what truly nourishes your soul, and make it a regular part of your routine. Speaking of routines, number 3. Schedule it in. Just like you would schedule a meeting or a workout, block out time for self-care activities. Treat them with the same importance because they deserve it. This helps build that habit and makes it less likely to fall by the wayside. Fourthly, be mindful of your boundaries. Ever feel like you're constantly saying yes when you really want to say no? Setting healthy boundaries is crucial for self-care. Learn to politely decline requests that drain your energy or compromise your well-being. Remember, it's okay to put yourself first sometimes. And finally, number 5, be kind to yourself. We all mess up, we have bad days, and that's perfectly normal. Don't beat yourself up over it. Practice self-compassion, acknowledge your feelings, and give yourself the grace you deserve. Now let me tell you a quick story about this whole self-care thing. I remember a few months back, I was neck deep in work projects, deadlines were looming, and I was feeling that classic burnout creeping in. My energy levels were low, my focus was shot, and I felt like I was running on fumes. One evening, I realized I had completely forgotten to take care of myself. I wasn't eating healthy, getting enough sleep, or making time for things that brought me joy. So I decided to hit the pause button. I booked a massage, went for a long walk in nature, and spent an evening reading a good book. It felt amazing. Just taking a few hours to recharge and reconnect with myself made a world of difference. My energy levels came back up, my mind felt clearer, and I was able to tackle those projects with renewed enthusiasm. It was a powerful reminder that even small acts of self-care can have a huge impact on our overall well-being. So remember, folks, prioritizing your mental well-being is not a luxury, it's a necessity. By making self-care a non-negotiable part of your routine, you're investing in your happiness, your productivity, and your ability to live a more fulfilling life. Today, I challenge you to take one small step towards self-care. Whether it's taking a 10-minute break for meditation, going for a walk in the sunshine, or simply enjoying a cup of tea in silence, give yourself permission to recharge and refuel. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. Remember to stay sharp, stay grounded, and keep spreading that positive energy out into the world. We'll catch you on the next episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.